Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. It is such a blessing to join you all, family. What time is it? It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you joined and honored to share the good news and put it into your spirit today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Honor and privilege it is to be able to know from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who created heaven and earth. We pause in our day to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all of the honor due your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, family, one of my favorite young adult secular songs was by a singing group called Escape. And I'm not going to sing it for you, but I bet you when I start saying the words, you're going to start singing it. The words are, can I run to share this empty space? Who can I run to when I need love? Who can I run to fill this empty space with laughter? Who can I run to when I need love? As a young adult, hearing those words to that song, I thought it represented filling your empty space with a person, you know, with a man or with a woman. But now as a minister, I hear those lyrics and I think it's so misleading and it hurts because I know God wants to be the one that we're to run to, the one who will he'll share that or share that empty space. The one when they need love, he'll fill that empty space with his joy and laughter. The title of today's message is, Who Can I Run To? Let's say it together. Who can I run to? One more time. Who can I run to? Unfortunately, we live in a culture that sees God as a myth. The young people today are being raised to look within themselves as the answer. They're even advised not to go to their parents for huge, big decisions involving their sexuality, their gender identity, as if that's a question mark, and bullying. If the world we live in doesn't turn to God, how can I and other Christians share who we're to run to when the system fails, when we feel alone, when life pulls that rug underneath us, and it is going to get pulled, when your security and your job, your family, your school, or even your church fails? I refer to moments or scenarios as a wilderness season. Sister Shelley's definition of a wilderness season is a dark time in your life when it seems as if the light will never shine bright again. You're just kind of numb because you just don't know what to do. Who can we run to? So most of us know the story where Jesus was led into the wilderness in Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Jesus is isolated. He's all by himself without food and water. And the devil keeps coming to him, presenting him offers to help deliver him from his wilderness season. And Jesus just keeps coming back at him. You know, it is written. It is written. Basically reminding Satan of God's words. As a Christian, we're taught to respond like Jesus and speak to the fear. Speak to the uncertainty, speak to the lack or the diagnosis or the loneliness. But what about the regular people who aren't that certain, are not ready to just start speaking to their circumstances? All they know is what's in their cell phone. They know they're hurting and they know they're alone. But who can they turn to? Who can they run to? For the purpose of this message, I want to share a relatable story that will help the everyday person. Our Street Love Bible story is found in the book of Luke, chapter 17, and I'm going to read in the King James Version, verses 12 through 19. And Jesus, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving Jesus thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Well, weren't there 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger, the Samaritan. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So let Sister Shelley summarize. There are 10 lepers separated from everyone, 10 regular people living their lives, and then they're diagnosed with leprosy. And leprosy was a contagious disease that affected your skin, your mucous membranes, and your nerves. You get lumps all over your skin, and sometimes you get severe cases of disfigurement and deformities, and your skin would basically just pull off. It was just really horrible. and they would have to separate themselves from the rest of the community. So here they are, unable to work, unable to go to school and be around their loved ones and friends. They can't talk to anybody. There's no internet. And they're dealing with a diagnosis with no cure. The rug has definitely been pulled underneath them. Who can they run to? Is that you? Are you working from home all the time? Are you a senior citizen? Are you in a nursing home? Or maybe you just lost a loved one. Maybe you lost a job. And you feel like no one understands what you're going through. You're alone. The world you know is no longer the world you want to know. For many in this wilderness season, they may not see a way out. They may get depressed and may contemplate suicide. And I'm saying that to you today. Don't do it. You can turn to God. You can even call me, Sister Shelley. You got my number now. The lepers did. How they responded in their wilderness season. They said, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. You can call out to him anytime, day or night. He doesn't sleep. And as my bishop says, he never goes on vacation. Hallelujah. Street Love family, you're listening to this message, and it's a wake-up call to not try and lean on your own understanding of dealing with your wilderness season. To not rely on this world's way of doing things. The answer is not in your cell phone. Today, he sent me to share that whatever or whenever you are in the wilderness, it's just a season. It's just a season. And a season is temporary and it won't last. Again, do like the lepers did. Lift up your voice. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. When you call out to him, believing that he is God, then God will become who you can run to. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. I remember being a young single mom and hearing that song. Who can I run to share that empty space? Who can I run to when I need love? I'd be driving in the car and crying. Who can I run to fill this empty space of laughter? Who can I run to when I need love? That's how we sound when we're just like, oh, right? And even though I wasn't converted to the things of God as I am today, I knew who to run to. And I bet you, you do too. As a teenage mom, I knew who to run to. As a single parent, I knew who to run to. As a homeowner, I knew who to run to. Today, as a grandmother and a minister of the gospel, can boldly say, I have been young and I'm getting old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I know who to run to, and I call out his name, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. In conclusion, Street Love family, I don't know what you're going through, but I do know who you can run to, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, Street Love family. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So you'll have somebody to turn to. You'll know who to go to. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is now seated at the right hand of my Father. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. Glory to God. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who would like to rededicate their life to Christ. Maybe you've been running from God for too long, and you keep saying it's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to go back to church. No, it's time today. Tomorrow's not promised. Rededicate your life today. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess what you need to Jesus. You confess your sins to him, not to me. And I'm just going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of all the Street Love listeners who want to rededicate their lives to you right now. They walked away, but they are coming back, Father God. They are running to you right now, wholeheartedly, with their arms out, saying, Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me of all my sins. And I believe right now you are cleansing them and making them white as snow. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. That bell is just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time, and those who rededicated their lives. Glory to God. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. Just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know you received Jesus for the first time or that you rededicated to him, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Glory to God. Let's do our announcements really quick. Sister Shelley is available every Monday at 6:30 p.m. with a new message at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to my messages 24 hours a day. You can share them with your friends and loved ones. They're 15 minutes, and it'll be a blessing to my ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Glory to God. If you would like to contact me or donate, please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, I hope you were blessed with the message today and that you will take charge and know who to run to going forward. You know, listen to more of the word of God and songs that uplift you and your spirit, because what you listen to is what's going to come out of you. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord will bless each and every one of you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family, and remember, Street Love begins with you.